We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
And Arbaez on the ground and through into center field, a base hit. Big man rounding third and in, or no, he's not. He came up limping and he's trying to hobble to the plate and he's going to get there as everybody froze for the Diamondbacks. Vogelbach came up hobbling around third.
Yeah, he just stopped halfway between third and home plate. Boy, he's in a lot of pain. Goodness.
Yeah, that was last night. Brewers are in trouble at first base. Somehow they're in first place. Half the team's hurt. So credit the Brewers. Maybe, I don't know if it's Craig or the team, but they are doing as an impressive job as they ever had for having to deal with injury after injury. And now at first base, Daniel Robinson came in there. Robertson, I should say. I'm Bart. That's Toby. Tim Allen joining us. So what do you do at first base? Do you bring Keston up? Do you have Robertson play? Do you go with Jace Peterson? Or do you go Ryan? You're our knight in shining armor, and we need you. We know you're fake retired, so come back soon.
He will.
And play first base for the Brewers, Ryan.
It's Keston here at the moment, and you're just forced to put him back in there and roll the dice. It's not such a bad gamble, is it?
Keston here, more like, Keston here, get out of the way. Ryan Braun's coming back. Am I right?
Well, okay. Well, let's wait on Brawny. Let's wait on Brawny till next month. That timeline is still in decent shape, in my estimation. So, in the meantime, what else do you have? You got Weston Wilson, maybe a little Zach Green. Or Keston Hira, come on. This is pretty simple. You're forced to go with it. Now, the unfortunate thing is, you know, Keston Hira and Ryan Braun, both right-handed hitters, just looking down the road a little bit. But we'll work that out. Braun will get all the shots against lefties, and then you spike in Keston Hira there. But that play to Vogelbach, you just played it on Bally Sports Wisconsin, Bart. That was an embarrassment to baseball. That absolutely embarrassment to baseball, and someone needs to pay the price. Forgetting how many outs there are. Baez did that the other day. Who did it? It may have been here in Milwaukee somebody did it.
Mark Reynolds.
It's just – oh, remember that? Yeah, years ago, for sure.
Was that all set? No.
Embarrassing. It really is, and it kind of – I don't know. That's the purist in me and the traditionalist. I won't back down to knowing – really what's going on a baseball field. It's not that difficult. It's really not that difficult. I don't know where you forget how many outs. I don't know where you forget to hit a cutoff man.
I thought they were letting him score because they felt bad that he was hurt. I was like, why aren't they throwing this baseball? Yeah. And Vogelbach had given up on the play almost. He's like, I'm hurt. And then he realized, oh, I guess I got to score. So he like hobbles on one leg like he's at a company party in the three-legged knapsack race.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I think you've seen a lineup that has been somewhat consistent, Bart. Have you noticed that? It's been Wong, Vogelbach, and Yelich in the 1-2-3. The 4-5-6 has been pretty consistent with Avi, Narvaez, and Adames, and the sevens right there with Urias and then Jackie Bradley Jr. The less at-bats you get for Jackie Bradley Jr., for now, that's going to be a good thing. Tyrone Taylor is probably going to get some additional playing time. But now you get what I kind of truly wanted, and I want Adames in that two-hole. So it goes left, right, left at the front three, and I think there's some energy there. I do think, in a way, this may help out the top of that lineup with a little spike of energy. Wong is outstanding right now. Yelich,
homer into the pool.
A multi-hit game with a home run.
How about that?
Come on, baby. Start coming around. It's almost like, Bart, just a random disconnect here. It's almost like Christian Yelich hasn't even been playing on the team. You know what I mean? It's just that he doesn't get any headlines. There's no storylines. There's no nothing with Christian Yelich. That's a shame. They need to get that dude going.
Got an email here. This one is from Mark. He says, "Hey guys, love the show. Bart, are you working at all this weekend?" As a matter of fact, I am. I'll be doing the Bucks post on Friday. Not the Brewers post on Saturday, right?
Correct. Okay. Yes.
Because if I was doing Friday and Saturday, I would quit.
No, well, they give you a little comp time.
They do not.
They don't? Really?
No, I'm a full-timer.
Well, our former producer of the big show, he made a living on comp time.
I'm a full-timer, so I show up when they tell me to.
Don't you like what you do? I mean,
well, after this. I mean, I can't be naked in the studio. I like watching the Bucks games naked now.
I mean, come on. What? Man. You know, we're too internal, and I do my best to stay objective and stay, you know, sort of out of the loop a little bit. And we have an awesome job. This is a message to coworkers and everybody else in the sports media. We have an incredibly awesome job. Where in the world are you going to get paid to do what you do sitting at a bar talking sports to people?
I know, a bartender.
You just get over ourselves here a little bit. It's a really cool job. We should be very appreciative.
Oh, come on, I am. You know I am.
Okay, well,
You know I am. When I partitioned, when the big show went 10 to 2, I said, "Guys, Bart Winkler's show, 2 to 6 and 6 to 10. They said, "We're not replaying your show." I said, "I'll do another one." And they said, "No, Bart, we appreciate your work ethic. You're one of the hardest workers in the game. But we're going to bring Rami back."
Well,
Then Tim will be with him for like a week and a half.
I want to do additional shows, but they have to pull the reins back at times on me. So
I know. You work too hard is the problem.
Can I finish this email from Mark? Difficult. It's not that tough. People.
Mark took his time to write me an email. Can I finish?
Go.
He says, "Bart, I've noticed that you've been a little down and sympathetic towards Daniel Vogelbach's injury when you weren't for Brett Anderson's. Why?" Well, Mark, it's because Daniel Vogelbach isn't faking his.
I don't think that was a fake job.
I cannot stand this guy, Brett Anderson.
Really?
I'm sorry. I can't. And I really am trying to think about this. Like, I don't want to be guy who, like, this is just, it's not becoming. I'm a professional. I can't get on the radio and say, "Oh, I don't like this guy." But I don't. I don't like anything about him.
You have to have innings, Bart. You need innings.
Go six-man rotation, and the guy that you do that for gets hurt right away. I was watching that game on Monday with my beautiful wife, and she was sitting down, and I said, "Oh, honey, I don't like this guy." And she goes, "Why? What's wrong with him?" "He kind of looks like you." So I look like Brett Anderson and Bud. Fantastic. And I go, "Well, the thing is, every time this guy starts to struggle, all of a sudden the training staff comes out and like checks on him, and then he leaves the game." And then it happened right after I said it. So I don't trust Brett Anderson as far as I can throw him, which is not far because I have weak arms.
Bart, they need him. They do. I'm telling you, they need him. They need innings here, because look at your bullpen now. Your bullpen needs some help with the lower part of the starting rotation. We know what we get with the front three and a half. And I'd say four. But if you're going 5 and 6, on those 2 days, you can't burn out a bullpen. And then you have to make a flurry of roster moves because there's short starts right there. You have to have some crusty veteran in there to chew up some innings. His ERA is not going to be sparkling. It's just that, you know.
But he can't even give you three innings a start?
Okay, no, but his last start, Barty, was 7 innings of shutout baseball on one run, on one hit. I mean, that's what he did his last time out. In fact, he was his last 8 innings of one hit.
He's probably cheating.
No-run baseball.
I think he was cheating, probably.
A 4.5 ERA, we look at a 4.5, a 4.7, a 4.8 in baseball, and we say, ooh, man, you got to do a little bit better. Not true. Your lower part of your rotation, especially in a 5 and 6 man rotation, you just don't want the 6.5s. You don't want the Josh Lindblom type ERA at 6.7 or 7.1. You have to have innings. This is about, again, I'm going to go back to the mantra I had in April and May when the team wasn't hitting real well, and that is time. This is about time, Bart. You got to start keep ripping the calendars off the pages off the calendar right now. Today we get two. We get a game done and we get an off day done. So there's 2 calendar days closer to the playoffs. You need to get to that playoffs. I've said it before and I will say it again. I said it last week on this very show, Bart. This is a dangerous team to play in the postseason, regardless of the opponent. And everybody is going to know it by then, if that pitching, and that, you know, obviously is Woody Burns, Peralta, and Hauser, and the back end of the bullpen continue to do what they do. It's a dangerous team in the playoffs, but you have to get there. And part of this is, you know, alleviating some of the innings, maybe lower leverage situations for some of these guys to get back on track in that bullpen. The bullpen still is an arm short in my estimation. You've got Ryan Weber, Miguel Sanchez.
I don't even know who these guys are. I follow this team so closely. I don't even know where their guys are coming from.
And Hunter Strickland, those four are half of your 8-man.
Didn't he get in a fight with Bryce Harper once?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he's got a little spice to him. But again, this is about time. And continue to just soak up calendar days. And this is still fun. I told you it would be a dogfight in the Central.
Oh, yeah.
And it's exactly that right now.
Here's a question for you. Tim Allen joining us. He'll be on the postgame later today. What a treat. We get a Tim Allen baseball postgame, a Sparky Hoops postgame, thanks to our friends at Pick and Save. What a day we get here on The Fan. At what point, like Freddie Peralta last night, 6 innings, 1 hit again, 10 Ks. It's Woody and Burns as the 1-2, and then it's Freddie. At what point is it not that obvious that Freddie's the third of those? Because he is really – Freddie is really good.
What a great problem to have. I mean, what a great problem to have in Milwaukee.
And it feels good for Freddie because he's like he's been working on this. He's gotten – he's had it. And then he kind of comes back, and then they put him in the bullpen, and then he has it. Mm-hmm. And he really is a nomad where he, as a third starter, can you do any better than Freddie Peralta? He's dominant.
He really is, and it doesn't look like it's going to go away anytime soon. And they knew what they had this past offseason. Again, some people are saying Stearns is kind of sleepwalking his way through this, and there's many roster moves trying to – whatever. Give him credit now. They signed Freddie Peralta to a 5-year, $15 million deal. And think about that. The numbers he's putting out – and again, I don't think this type of talent is going anywhere anytime soon. So what a bargain for a Freddie Peralta. He seems to be pleased with it. The organization, the fans, everyone's pleased with it. Burns and Woody and these guys, I mean, you know, give Stearns a little more time. He's got some, you know, the corner infield just got a little more complex here. And that is his biggest challenge right now, Bart. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Is there a phone call to Ryan Braun? We'll come full circle here in our conversation. I think there already has been. And if there's not, someone's derelict in their duties here. How can there not be a conversation with Ryan Braun right now? Or at least a month ago, a month and a half ago, at the beginning of the year. Some sort of gentleman's nudge and wink and nod and saying, hey, Let's just keep in mind, you stay fit, you stay in shape, and we're in this run down the stretch. We'll get you a run to retirement here with the Brewers into the postseason.
You know, you talked about at the beginning of our weekly chat, you talked about embarrassing for baseball with not knowing how many outs there were. Last night was just an embarrassing night overall in baseball. Mm-hmm. This whole pitcher check thing. And if you're trying to take it out of the game, the sticky stuff, okay, that's one thing. To do it just like almost out of the blue, this became a problem. And this happens in politics a lot. Like, I saw some pictures of this meeting. There was a meeting, and I don't know what side of the issue it was on. I'm not being political. I'm just making a statement here. That there was these parents are like going crazy. People are getting arrested. Guys have their shirts off, like over an issue they didn't even knew existed 3 months ago. And the brilliance of some of these political parties is to make you think that something's so urgent and it needs to be stopped now and we need to be very irate about it, and then we just fall in line. But with baseball, Rob Manfred's like, hey, here's an issue, we need to be irate about it, and then nobody falls in line. It's like he's the worst politician ever because he can't get people to care what he cares about. And it's just these checks during the game, and, you know, they were looking in Brett Anderson's pants 2 nights ago. What are they doing?
Yeah, I think it's a bad look for Major League Baseball, and I think it's the right idea with the wrong execution of this. It is clearly the right idea. It is. We're not going to doctor baseballs, and if we are going to doctor baseballs, then we're going to change the rules. We're go to the rule book, get our panel and our committee together, go through the change that it takes to change the rule, go through the process, I should say, that it takes to change the rule. Okay, well, this didn't come out of the blue, though, Bart. They have all the data analysis from the last couple of months of baseball. They clearly saw this as a problem. Now, the execution of this is wrong. It is wrong. It's not healthy for the game of baseball. It's not healthy for the casual fan base. It doesn't look good on TV. It's somewhat embarrassing to the players. It's confrontational. There's all sorts of problems with the implementation of this. I don't see why you're checking guys after the inning when the reality should be it should be before the inning.
Yeah, that's even dumber.
I mean, okay, so then isn't this about doctoring baseballs? This is about the
baseball. Brett Anderson was out of the game.
Right.
And they still checked him.
This is about the baseball. So what's wrong with Omar Narvaez on a given pitch? You get a tap from Blue right behind him. He takes his left hand with the ball in the glove, and he goes sun up, face up, over his left shoulder, inspection of the baseball and his glove. Nope, you're good. Double tap, we're all good. Now that, to me, would be a much easier implementation of this, because it's not about having pine tar in your belt. This is about having pine tar on a baseball. So the rule isn't, does he have pine tar on his hat? That's not the rule. The rule is, does he have pine tar or sticky substance on the baseball? We need to be, I know it's a technicality, Bart, and I know I'm splitting hairs here, but if you really want to get down to it, that's what we're talking about. It's about the baseballs, not the uniforms.
Tim, I know you were up late last night, so I appreciate you being with us here this morning. You've got another afternoon turnaround today, so I will bid you adieu.
And then I get to hang out with the Wendy's Big Show boys tomorrow.
Oh, you do?
I do. Yeah, they're letting me work.
You're working?
Well,
during the day?
I don't call this work.
Well, hey, yeah. I came up with this. I told my dad once because he said he loved his job, and I said, Dad, you know, if you love your job, you'll never work a day in your life.
Oh, just very profound there, Bart. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you think about it,
it's true.
Yeah. All right.
You love your job? Sometimes I wonder about you.
Why don't you think I love my job?
I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe you might be more into social media than a microphone. Just saying.
I hate social media. Okay. I can't help it that I'm like insanely great at it.
No,
I hate
you're
it.
Very good at social media.
I kidding? Know.
Someone needs to take a look at that video again for entertainment purposes that you made on Saturday. That might have been the best video you've ever posted.
Why?
just because it's so goofy and real and good. I love it.
Well, that's what I wanted to express. I put a video out Saturday night, and I said, I don't know what this is, but this is me. And here.
Almost naked. I won't do that for the Packers, I'll tell you that.
I swore. Now I'm crying.
I'm just going to walk around naked.
How many drinks?
Until I die.
Oh, I don't drink, Jeff.
Oh, someone might see me. I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
Tell me not everybody in the state was feeling that way.
Oh, for sure. I was on the air with Stevie that night. It was stunning. It really was. What a night. And now the journey continues tonight, man. Game one. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, before I let you go, I was going to call you guys. Let me reenact how that phone call went. I was going to call you guys. I went 4147.
Did you? Yeah. It was time to go.
It's time to go now, Tim. I appreciate you.
Right. You got it. I'll see everybody this afternoon after game three.
See you, bud. Tim Allen, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. We all know this number by now. How about that? That is fun with audio. That was 262-703-3500. That is the number for Window Select. Check them out, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Free installation this week. Let me not bury the lead here. Free installation. They do windows, siding, and doors, and it's free installation week. So get something scheduled. Get something on the books. Make sure that when you do, like you've been, I'm talking about the windows. You wrote it down. You're right. All right, we need new windows. I'll do Window Select. Let me get everything else on my list done this summer, and then we'll go with the windows. Go down that list. Circle Window Select. Call them now. Go to windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, because you got to take. I mean, you got to take advantage of this offer. Free installation plus the other offers I've talked about. Buy one, get one. That's still good. And there's no need to put it down on the list because you don't have to make any payments for a year. No payments for a full year with Window Select. They'll do your windows. They'll do your siding. They'll do your doors. They back everything with a double lifetime warranty. If it's their product, no questions asked. They repair it for you. High quality, energy efficient. Menominee Falls is where they're located. They've been there for decades, proudly serving Wisconsin homeowners. So check them out. Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. Predictions are rolling in for the Bucks-Hawks series. I took Bucks in five, and I regret it already. We'll talk about that coming up here from you guys, 799-1250.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I'm one of the few national radio hosts, I think maybe the only national radio host, that constantly defends Milwaukee. What's your message to Stephen A., Damian Woody, Max, and Molly, who were dissing Milwaukee earlier today?
You know, I hadn't heard it, and I played it on my Sparky's Midday Madness show after our big show goes off the air. I do a solo show. And my producer, Dan Plucker, who does a great job producing for us, said, hey, you have to hear this. So I said, all right, well, just play it on the air. Here we go. So we played it on the air, and it felt like somebody punched me in the gut. And, you know, because, look, I don't know where all of them are from, but, I mean, the town that, you know, you grow up in or where you live or whatever, if somebody takes pot shots at your town on national TV or on the radio, I would think, maybe not everybody does this, but I would think there would be a pride factor, and you'd probably get pretty upset by somebody taking shots at where you live and ripping it. I mean, she called it two terrible cities. Now, I don't know what is wrong with Phoenix, first of all. Like, I've gone out there for spring training for a decade. I don't get the whole Phoenix being a terrible city thing. The Milwaukee thing, I don't really get that either. But to a certain degree, I kind of get it, right? Because NBA players come here, they go check in the hotel, they play their game, they leave. Very few ever go out. Shaquille O'Neal, to his credit, he's gone out numerous times when he's been in Milwaukee. He's had birthday parties in clubs and everything else. So him I give credit to. But a lot of the other guys, they don't ever go out. Baseball players, when they come to Milwaukee, they're more prone to go out onto Water Street where a bunch of the bars are and maybe go to the Deer District area or whatever when they're in town. Major League Baseball players, you might see those guys out and willing to explore the city. NBA guys, never happens. Have no idea anything about the city. And then you get a free agent that'll come in here, and after they're here a little while, you know, what do you think of Milwaukee now that you've been here? Man, I can't believe how many good restaurants you guys got. I didn't know this. And then it's, wow, a whole reality, you know, checking in with how cool this whole thing is, you know, in Milwaukee. But they don't care about giving Milwaukee a chance. And, you know, she pointed out a thing at the end of the clip, which is, man, I wish I could go back to that resort and act like I'm on vacation for the Golden State, you know, when Golden State was in it. So at the end of the day, I think they just said it wrong, right? That Milwaukee simply doesn't have the high-end stuff that they want to have when they take their prima donna millionaire butts to go cover a game. That's really what this is all about. You know, Stephen A. Smith is making more than a lot of professional athletes at this point. So from his perspective, he wants to be pampered and all that other stuff. Go to the clubs, go to high-end restaurants, go to these five-star hotels and all that. Do we have a bunch of five-star hotels? No, probably not, no. Do we have a lot of great restaurants? Absolutely. Like, I'll take our restaurants up against anybody, Chicago,
New York,
whatever.
And you got great people, too, most importantly.
Well, they don't care about that, man. Come on, Zach Gill. They do not care about people. They care about themselves and what makes them happy. And if they have to leave the comforts of their own big houses or whatever else and being pampered at all the places they go to, they want to go to a big city where, you know, where they get all of that stuff. And that's fine. I mean, you don't have to like us or whatever else. I just personally think it's out of line. And then you're going to tell me that a Phoenix Suns fan is going to watch anything that those fools have to say and go, oh, yeah, that's not jaded at all. His opinion's not jaded at all. Stephen A. Smith literally on the air said he is rooting against Milwaukee and Phoenix. Literally said it. At that point, all credibility that man has going forward, having anything to do with anything in this series, goes out the window. Everything he says does not matter at this point.
I thought that was really good. Sparky was on with Zach Gelb, who we had on yesterday, CBS Sports Radio, and Sparky will be in on the big show coming up. I'm Bart, that's Toby. But that was a good way to put it. Yeah, Milwaukee's a great city. Is it a great city for Stephen A. Smith, you know, when he wants to get wined and dined and the other thing? Probably, you know, sorry. To say that these four cities left aren't terrible cities. The four cities left are Phoenix, Milwaukee, Atlanta, and L.A., which has everything. If the Lakers were in it, that's the problem. I think that's the problem with what if you're getting any of this backlash,
It's not the cities that are the problem. It's that it's Milwaukee, a team that we don't want to care about. It's that it's Phoenix, a team that hasn't made the playoffs in a long time. Atlanta, we don't watch a lot of them. The Clippers, or the Lakers are the draw in town. The NBA coverage on all of these networks is Golden State and LeBron and Kevin Durant. I mean, that's what it is. You talk about the things that have the most appeal, and those have the most appeal. And now you've got a Final Four with four fresh teams. And the Bucks are like the stalest of them all. Because they were just here a couple years ago in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, and how is it that we get so excited about Cavaliers and Golden State for numerous years in a row? I mean,
four.
Come on. Like, now we get new teams involved late in the playoffs. You know, really don't know what's going to happen. We think the Bucks will win. We don't know. The Hawks might win it. We think the Suns will win. You never know. The Clippers might come and win. And then you never know who's going to win the NBA Finals. This is great for the NBA, and it's just lazy of national TV and national media people to say it's not good for the league and it's not fun for us to cover and these are terrible cities. That's just lazy because it is good for the league. It's good because, like you said earlier, guys like Kevin Durant, LeBron, they're getting older. At some point, the guys we're going to be watching are Giannis, Trae Young, Devin Booker. Those guys are still going to be in the league, and those are going to be the stars they're going to be covering. And now you get a chance to see them in prime time, and we're saying that this is, you know, terrible cities and we don't want to watch it? Come on.
Maybe I'll drive by the district after the show on my way home. I know they're setting up another TV where the Bradley Center was, so the Bradley Center lives on. But I'm assuming the TNT crew is going to be on the road. But I don't know with protocols. I don't know if anybody's heard that. I'm asking anybody. Does anybody know? Is TNT going to be here? Because even what they said on First Take, it would only be Stephen A. Smith on the road. They wouldn't send their whole show to the NBA Finals. But there was an ESPN crew in Phoenix last night. So I don't know if they're going to be in the road, in the crowd or not, or if they're going to be in their studio. Because 2 years ago, they went to Toronto, and then obviously they were here. And all that great stuff on Ernie Johnson, who is from here. The Athletic has an article out this morning. I was looking at while we were talking to Tim, during a break, by Josh Robbins. And he talked to an anonymous scout coach and executive to predict the Hawks-Bucks winner in the Eastern Conference Final. So there's an anonymous coach that coaches for one of the teams in this league. And this coach says, I like the Hawks to win the Eastern Conference Finals. When you have a guy like Trae Young, he can give you 30, 40, 50. That's a luxury. What we're seeing from Kevin Huerter right now is impressive. The Bucks are going to have to find different coverages and schemes to go at Atlanta. It's going to be a tough series because I think Giannis is hungry to knock down the door, but there's more pressure on him than there is Trae Young. I'm going to say Atlanta in six. So that's from an NBA coach. There is a scout that says if you're going to look at it like Chris Middleton versus Kevin Huerter or Bogdanovich, you got to go with Middleton. I'm going to go with Milwaukee, but I'm not convinced. It will not be a sweep. It will go seven games. The executive says Bucks in six. So you got a coach that says Hawks in six. Scout says Bucks in seven. All anonymous. Executive says Bucks in six. I got a message here from Louis. He says, remember how everyone overlooked Toronto? And then last year we overlooked Miami. Since Nate McMillan took over this Hawks team, they're like 33-15. They just beat the one seed four times. Take them seriously or you'll lose the series. The Bucks will take Atlanta seriously. And I'm taking Atlanta seriously. Yet when I gave a prediction, I said Bucks in five. It wouldn't surprise me if it wins six. That's probably more realistic. Seven, I have a hard time seeing it going seven. But it could. It very well could. I just think the Bucks. The one worry I have about the Bucks, it's not Bogdanovich. It's not Coach Bud's old team. If anything, that might help because he doesn't want to talk about them. It's that the emotions from Saturday were too much. It took too much out of them. That felt like, have you ever reacted to a Bucks win like you reacted on Saturday night, Bucks fans? I didn't. I was naked, for goodness sake. That felt as close to what I imagine the NBA Finals feeling like. Even when they went up 2-0 against the Raptors, and it seemed like the Finals was a destiny when they beat the Celtics in that playoffs and were going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Anything they did in 2001, I had not felt that way after a Bucks game. I mean, it was like leading me to tears. I was just so happy.
Yeah, that Nets series was really taxing, and I think it's really good that there's this little bit of a layoff for the Bucks players. Hopefully they'll all be fresh and ready to go tonight, and I think they will be. I think they said that they took a few days off from doing anything basketball-related other than watching film, so they were able to get their bodies fresh. I think it's going to be good for them, and I just look, and maybe it's just because we're Milwaukee fans and we look at it this way, but it looked like when you watched the Nets and the Bucks, it was a better brand of basketball or a higher level of basketball than what the Hawks and the Sixers were playing. And so it just seemed like whoever won the Bucks-Nets series was inevitably going to beat whoever won that Hawks and Sixers series. And I guess we'll get to see tonight, but I think the Bucks are the better team, and I think they're going to come out and they're not going to overlook the Hawks. They've done it in the past. Or at least they've looked like they've done it. They're going to come out ready tonight, and I think they win game one.
Giannis talked about the challenge of putting that series that you just won behind you and trying to focus on a new one.
Being able to have a few days was good for our bodies. But coming from game seven on the road, big win for our organization, it's hard to like turn the page. It's not that easy because it was a great game. It was a great game to watch, great game to play, to be a part of. But in order for us to be great, that's what we got to do. That's in the past now. That's over with. Tomorrow is game one. We got to enjoy the game. We got to play hard, compete, and we got to put ourselves in a position to win game one. You know what happened in Brooklyn? Happy we enjoyed it, but now we moved on from it. We focus on winning game one.
Bucks did take a couple of days off from basketball physical activity, and then they were looking at film and all that kind of stuff and scheming, but they did take a couple of days off. Brooke Lopez appreciative of Coach Bud for that.
We got a great group that's always kind of focused, primed and ready to go. And that's where Coach Bud, really comes in handy, I think, just giving us those off days, those recovery days, everything like that. He's great at metering those out. He kind of holds us back in a way. And that's, helped us, as he always says, it helps us refill our cup so we can be prepared. And I think, we're going to play a lot of the same way in this series.
So the compliment there that Brooke Lopez gave Coach Bud was that he's good at not making us work. he's good at giving us time off. the best thing Bud does is nothing. Yeah, it's making us do nothing. John's in Franklin, 799-1250. What's up, John?
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, John.
Can't wait for tonight. Get this thing going. Stop talking about it and start seeing it. I'm looking for, this is what I'm looking for. This is kind of my prediction. I'm looking for Bud to effectively incorporate the role players in a series, because I think this series is going to be a little different series. I don't think this is a series where necessarily, I'm not saying Giannis should play, 28 minutes, unless it's somehow a blowout one way or the other. But I would like to see the role players start hitting some shots. I don't know what happened with Portis. I don't know if there's some sort of discipline thing going on you don't want to talk about. I have no clue. Nobody does, except somebody inside the organization. But Forbes, I mean, we need to see some, this just, obviously, we need good performances from our stars, but we're going to need a more spread out, I think, attack to beat the Hawks and handle them. I think it's just going to be a different series, but I think, logistically, it's going to be different, and I think you're going to see Bud effectively manage that and maybe surprise a couple of his doubters.
Would you give me a prediction
tonight
for the series?
For the series, I don't think it's going to be as easy as it is on paper, much like the Nets found out about the Bucks. Bucks in five or six.
I think tonight will go a long way.
Yeah, I think we're going to learn a lot tonight. We're going to learn a lot tonight about how much trouble these guys are going to be. And I don't know if they give us, you know, these guys can hit from a lot of different spots, and they might be more of a challenge than we're thinking they're going to be. So, but then again, on paper, you would think we have more talent. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. I can't wait. I'm so glad we got the opportunity to extend this series so we can enjoy this this matchup and hopefully prevail.
All right, John, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Marty, you can bank on that, buddy.
Yeah, it's John and Franklin, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Ram is on the north side. Ram, we talk a lot about a theme song for you, right?
Right.
I play Ram It. Do, 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 do.
Nah.
You like Regulators?
Oh, I got a list. I got my own playlist.
Nah, it don't matter. I found one.
Regulators is nice.
No, I found a different one.
Let me see. Ohio Players, Fire.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be a DJ, so I mean, I got me a playlist. So you got to have some upbeat in basketball. You know?
Yeah, no, I got an upbeat one. I found one.
Really?
Yeah, this is going to be your theme song.
Oh, my God. I hope it's not.
Because Chris Middleton has been named to the Olympic team. So we're going to go with the Olympic theme song for when you call in. Top 20 player, top 25, true number two. This guy is representing his country in the Olympic Games. Your boy. So we're going with the Olympic theme song is the new Ram theme song because of your love of Chris Middleton.
Oh, no. Well, you know, Klay Thompson can't play, so, you know.
Chris. All right, well, you just compared Chris Middleton to Klay Thompson. I'll take that as a win, too.
I'm just saying, he's not my top 10 scorers. I got legit people on my list. But, you know, either here or there. Yeah, everyone. I mean, I look at the people who's declining. So, I mean, you got to still have a team to play, right?
You do.
All right. So, I mean, he's probably the next guy up. But if you heard my list is legit. I mean, all right, guys that can put the ball down, get to the rack, dunk. Knock down threes, play clutch, get 30 when you need it, like Devin Booker, guys like that. I just don't see Middleton on that level.
Yeah, even though he did it in Game 6, like right in front of your face.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, he didn't dominate. Booker dominated. He dominated last night.
Yeah, like everything you wanted Chris Middleton to do, he is, like, at one point done.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well,
Booker besides morph into Devin Booker.
No.
Or morph into Bradley Beal.
No.
Yeah, like he rose from obscurity to be.
He's getting better, but he's not on their level.
I mean, I agree.
He's getting better, but he's just not on their level. I mean, I saw Booker score 43 in a closeout game at Staples.
Maybe just it's time to accept Chris Middleton for what he is. Maybe he's not like, it'd be like, oh, God, Steph Curry's great, but he's not Michael Jordan. I mean, okay, yeah.
No, but now you're throwing these different names out here, and now we're talking about NBA superstar.
Booker, all right, well. Let me do another one.
Booker is a superstar.
Joel Embiid's great, but he's no Damian Lillard.
Joel Embiid is kind of soft, you know, but he's still a good player.
Why don't I need to tell you this? Who is good?
To me?
Yeah, Bradley Beal.
I like Bradley Beal, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi.
Damian Lillard, mm-hmm. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, mm-hmm. Kyrie, KD. I mean, a lot of those guys I've seen play AAU.
So guys that can shoot a mid-range is what you like.
No, just dominate.
Okay.
And Middleton never made all NBA.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he'll get there eventually.
Nobody's asking Chris Middleton to make all NBA except for you.
Well, I'm just saying what I like. I mean, people get upset.
Well, the Bucks can't have a starting lineup of all NBA guys.
No, I'm just saying. People in Milwaukee get upset because I'm in Milwaukee and I say stuff that's based on what I like, but when they say things that they like, I don't get upset with it. It's sports. It's all subjective, right?
He's an Olympian, my dude.
Well, I mean, he's in there, but look at all the people that, you know, I mean, he's in there, but look at the people. There's a lot of people turned down. They want to play. I'm just keeping it 100. Kyle Lowry, CP3, a bunch of people, so he's still got to have a team. But if all those guys show up at the camp, no, he's not going. That's a fact.
Chris Middleton's better than Kyle Lowry.
You said Kyle Lowry, Ram?
No, I'm just saying, they don't play the same position. Do they? No.
No, but he doesn't play the same position as Booker.
Yes, they do.
No, Middleton's more of a forward.
Is he better than Kawhi Leonard?
Is Middleton better than Kawhi Leonard? No, Ram.
All right, then.
Okay. Sorry, Chris Middleton. Sorry for saving our ass in the playoff series. You're no Kawhi Leonard.
Well, I mean, we played Toronto.
Just say Hawks in seven and let me move on with my day.
I'm going game by game.
Okay. Tonight?
I'm going game by game. I got to see tonight. First of all, Milwaukee people, you got to give Nate McMillan credit. I've heard several podcast, they said if they had to go back and do Coach of the Year right now, that Nate McMillan and Monty Williams would be 1-2. Because I think that team has been something like 29-11 under Nate, taking the team over from March 1st. To me, that's phenomenal. So you're talking about a coach who knows, who's been on the bench, who got experience, and this is not going to be some pushover series. I don't know why Bucks Nation is thinking that. You know, they got some skilled guys that play hard, they can shoot, they can finish. And I think that will cause problems for the Bucks. And you can't play a zone. They're going to have to play some man-to-man. You can't play a zone. And you remember we always talk about the corner three? That could be a concern. Because those guys can shoot. And they move the ball, you know. So, and Trey's going to be a handful. Giannis is going to score.
Maybe I'll go with this one. I am a real American. Fight for your life. Fight for Chris Middleton. All right, buddy. I gotta let you go. See ya.
The message.
He can dribble, but he can shoot the mid-range. He's better than Giannis at most everything. But he played in the G League and he was thrown in a trade and he got max money. So we hate him now. Why do we all hate Middleton? He saves our ass again and again. He is so streaky, but when it counts, he always shows up. He always shows up! Drew Holiday, he was really bad! Eric Bledsoe, he looked just like him! But I think he shows up in the series. Bucks in five against the Hawks. None of that rhyme, but I don't care. This bit is running on too long. I should have ended it after Middleton, but I was feeling this song and now I'm jamming. Plus I got a text, something's going on, and it is distracting me. It's about my family. It's not that big of a deal, but it's making me worry. So I need to end this show and worry about that. All right, I wanted to play, sorry. No, I got a text. There's you know, how, like, family. There's, like, something going on at home, and I got to deal with it when I get done.
Sure.
So it's like, oh, my God, I need to deal with it.
That was a lovely Middleton rendition, though.
Middleton was good, and then once I lost the rhyme on Drew, I should have tried to rhyme Drew. There's more rhymes with Drew than holiday. The secret, too, if you're going to freestyle, isn't like, it's just to say a word that rhymes with a lot of words.
Yeah, I do need help freestyling. I have no skill in that aspect.
Like, if you're gonna freestyle, like, let's say I'm freestyling about fruit, I would say, I like bananas and apples and grapes and pears. Because there's a lot of words you can rhyme with pear. And then I would never be like, I like kiwis and plums and apples and oranges. Because then you're screwed. So that's the key to freestyling.
I appreciate that. I'll keep that in mind.
When you turned on the radio this morning, you thought, I'm going to listen to Bart. They'll probably talk about some baseball stuff and then the Bucks for sure. But also, if there's anybody that can give me tips on freestyling, it's this middle-aged white guy.
Yeah, the Chris Middleton freestyle in the 9 o'clock hour is what everyone was looking for.
Well, and I'm giving you freestyle tips, you know? I had to turn off Bucks hater Ram. He's terrible and annoying as hell. That's a text I just got. Hey, we love Kevin Durant. Steve Kerr says he's more gifted than Michael Jordan. How about that? I have the audio here, but YouTube's still playing, so I will turn that down. Again, well, I'm super distracted by what's going on at home. Very unprofessional.
Well, Steve Kerr, I guess, would be one person that actually has some credibility in that, being that he played with Michael Jordan, and he got to watch Kevin Durant carry the teams to a title. So I don't agree with the take, but I guess Steve
more
Kerr,
gifted. He says more gifted.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's more.
I don't know if you knew this. Michael Jordan didn't even make his JV team.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. I can't believe we even talk about him in the GOAT conversation.
I know.
I guess he's more gifted in the fact that Michael Jordan wasn't 7 feet tall.
Well, that could be it. Here's Steve Kerr.
He just showed he's the most talented basketball player on earth.
Talented?
If not of all time, honestly. He's just so gifted.
You played with Michael Jordan. And
I know.
And KD's,
I know.
Right,
I think he's more gifted. I really do. I mean, that's saying something, but Kevin is a different, entirely different breed. I mean, 6'11", with guard skills, unlimited three-point range, passing, shot blocking at the rim. It's just stunning. And watching him this year was really, really gratifying to see. You know, I mean, you think about what he did for this organization, yeah. Not only helping us win titles, but to come back and try to play through injury and then suffer the devastating Achilles injury. We all just wanted to see Kevin healthy, and so to see him in the playoffs playing at the level he reached, it was really, really gratifying for all of us.
I would love to have Steve Kerr on the show if only I had a connection for the last 7 years.
Yeah, you might have to use that.
With the, I've tried, Toby!
Well, you can ask him, how do you beat the Atlanta Hawks, and he can just say, well, you got to believe that you can beat the Hawks.
You have to believe you can beat them first. Should I text Jason Kidd? Should I say, are you a real American, Jason Kidd? Should I text him that? I've got one more version I've got of Real American. It's the Coach Bud version I can do real quick to end the show. America, apple pie, patriotism, liberty, freedom, hot dogs, Lou DiMaggio. Oh, it's Joe DiMaggio. Same difference. I am a real loser coach. My team wins in spite of me. The further they go, the less Bart can say. I'll never be fired. I'm here forever. Now I'm singing as Bart Winkler.
enjoying my life for 34 years. Then the Bucks fired a coach. They brought in my evil twin. Now my life is a living hell. The guy I hate the most has the most success. In a weird twist of fate, I'm rooting for him. And Brett Anderson looks like me too. I hate my face. All right, so the show's winding down. I think I'm just going to leave it. Do you want to do a verse?
I don't have the freestyle acumen that you have, so I'll have to workshop that a bit.
Go home and train. Just watch 8 Mile on repeat, and then practice some jams in the mirror.
Yeah, I'll come up with something at some point, but I don't have it quite yet.
All right, Bucks. This is what happens when the Bucks are this far in the playoffs. I'm naked. I'm singing to Hulk. Nothing makes sense. We're back tomorrow at 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.